Arthur Hayes says HYPE will hit $150 by August, and his fund already made it their largest position. Arthur Hayes, the BitMEX co-founder turned Maelstrom fund manager, published a 3,000-word essay on March 9th titled Hype Man, laying out a detailed financial model for Hyperliquid's native token. His target, $150 by August 2026, roughly 5x the token's price of approximately $30.32 at the time of writing. The call is not vague. Hayes published revenue projections, buyback math, PE comparisons to TradFi exchanges, and a downside scenario. Maelstrom, his early-stage crypto fund, has already made HYPE its largest liquid holding after accumulating in the mid-20s. The $1.4 billion revenue thesis Hayes's model centers on one number, $1.4 billion in annualized revenue by August 2026. That figure is not pulled from thin air. Hyperliquid hit $1.4 billion in annualized revenue during August 2025, its previous all-time high. The protocol's current run rate sits at $843 million annualized based on 30-day trailing data as of early March. Reaching the target requires a 66% increase over 5 months. The growth is supposed to come from two sources. First, a 3.97% shift in perpetual futures volume from centralized exchanges to Hyperliquid's on-chain order book. Second, continued expansion of HIP-3, the protocol's permissionless perpetual listings feature that launched 4 months ago and already contributes roughly 10% of total revenue. HIP-3 is the wild card. Through it, third parties like TradeXYZ have launched perps on silver, gold, the NASDAQ 100, and the S&P 500. The precious metals markets alone are generating hundreds of millions in daily volume after just 3 months. Hayes Project's HYPE3 revenue will grow 160% over the next 6 months. Why the buyback math is unusual? The financial engine that makes Hayes's model work is Hyperliquid's buyback structure. Approximately 97% of all protocol revenue flows directly into purchasing HYPE tokens from the open market. It is the protocol's current operating reality. Hayes frames it bluntly in his essay. No other project in all of crypto hands as much money back to token holders as Hyperliquid. At the projected $1.4 billion revenue run rate, that translates to roughly $1.36 billion per year in mechanical buying pressure on HYPE. For comparison, Coinbase reported $6.6 billion in 2024 revenue, but allocates a fraction of that to buybacks. Robinhood's $2.4 billion in 2024 revenue supports no buyback program at all. Hayes calculates HYPE's effective PE at 12x against current revenue, compared to CME at roughly 26x, Robinhood at 40x, and Coinbase at 40x. His $150 target assumes the market re-rates HYPE to a 25.2x PE, still a discount to every major TradFi and CFI exchange. The volume quality argument, one of the sharper points in Hayes's essay, is the distinction between real volume and incentivized volume. Several competing perp DEXs, including platforms that have occasionally appeared to challenge Hyperliquid's market share, run zero-fee promotions or liquidity mining programs that inflate reported numbers. Hayes uses two metrics to separate signal from noise. First, Hyperliquid's average daily volume to open interest ratio is the lowest among the top five perp DEXs, indicating that trades are backed by real capital rather than wash activity. Second, execution slippage on orders between $100,000 and $10 million on the BTC-USD pair shows Hyperliquid as the most competitive venue in the majority of test cases. With $5.8 billion in open interest as of March 2026, Hyperliquid has quietly become the third largest revenue-generating crypto project behind only Tether and Circle, both stablecoin issuers, rather than trading platforms. Oil perps. During the Hormuz crisis, the timing of Hayes's essay is not accidental. During the Middle East conflict escalation that sent oil futures gapping to $110 on the Sunday open, traders rushed to Hyperliquid's crude oil perpetuals. Volume on those contracts hit $160 million in a single 24-hour period. Hyperliquid CEO Hyunsoo Jung called it a turning point. Pandora's box is open. The narrative around on-chain financial services is changing. The episode demonstrated something that traditional perp DEXs built exclusively for crypto pairs could not offer. When a macro event moves commodity markets outside normal hours, Hyperliquid's 24/7 oil perps provided access that CME's session-based trading could not. HIP4, the protocol's upcoming prediction markets module expected within 3 months, could extend this logic into binary options and zero-day expiry contracts. The downside scenario still shows upside haze includes a bear case. If the Hyperliquid team distributes tokens at the highest historical rate of 9.91 million per month, the market continues to pay only 12x PE, but revenue still reaches the $1.4 billion target. The model spits out $58 per token. That is still 75% above the current price. The team's actual distribution has been inconsistent. Monthly token distributions dropped from approximately 9.9 million in January-February to just 140,000 recently. Hayes treats this as a positive signal about team restraint, but acknowledges the uncertainty. Hayes's track record demands scrutiny. Before allocating based on this model, consider the messenger's history. Hayes predicted in late 2025 that Hyperliquid's annualized fees would reach $258 billion by 2028. 1 month later, after a colleague published bearish analysis about token unlock schedules, Maelstrom sold approximately $5 million in HYPE. The token subsequently fell from $45 to an 8-month low of $20 in January. Hayes has publicly reflected that his prediction hit rate hovers around 25%. The $150 call is a single data point from a fund manager with significant exposure to the asset he is promoting. That does not invalidate the analysis, which is more rigorous than most crypto research, but it contextualizes it. HYPE has recovered from its January low and was trading above $32 at the time of Hayes's essay. Whether it revisits $20 or reaches $150 depends on variables Hayes cannot control. Macro conditions, regulatory developments affecting DeFi platforms, and whether centralized exchange volume actually migrates on-chain at the rate his model assumes. What DeFi traders should watch. Three metrics will validate or invalidate Hayes's thesis over the coming months. Monthly revenue run rate. The gap between $843 million and $1.4 billion needs to close by August. Track this on-chain. HIP3 revenue share. If permissionless listings grow from 10% to 20% plus of total revenue, the growth case strengthens. If they stall, Hayes's 160% projection breaks down. Team token distributions. A return to 9.9 million monthly distributions dilutes the buyback effect significantly. The difference between the bull case, $150, and bear case, 58 ETH, is almost entirely driven by this variable. For users holding assets on centralized exchanges that also power crypto card programs, the broader question is whether DEX volume migration accelerates enough to pressure CEX revenue models. If Hyperliquid captures commodities and indices trading alongside crypto perps, the competitive dynamics shift for every exchange-linked card issuer from Binance to Bybit.